This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1436. What do lip balm, toy hoops, and moving staircases have in common?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Sometimes a brand becomes so popular that it becomes synonymous with a product. Today, get examples of these and find out when you should always use the brand name and when it's okay to use the product name in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent, Michelle. How are you doing today? What's happening?
I'm good. Do you have a Kleenex?
Yeah, I have one. Should I pass it through the internet?
I know. Shove it into your computer and let's just see what happens.
So what did you mean there when you said Kleenex anyways?
I meant a tissue. Oh. But I said Kleenex. Do you feel like there's like a difference? I mean, if I say Kleenex, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, zero difference. And I think Kleenex, the brand, is extremely lucky to have that position.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, people, guys, they may say tissue, but they also may say Kleenex. And we're going to talk about why that's interesting today and some other examples of that. So I'm super excited about this episode. So we're going to get into that in just a second. So, you know, this is about branding, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, how does a brand become synonymous with a product? That's fascinating, right? Is it because they were the first or they're the most popular or what is it? So it's all about branding, guys. And I know you guys are thinking about brands and branding because of business English. You are using English in your workplace, in your career, and you want to be able to advance in your career. So what's coming up very soon in a couple of days, Michelle?
Okay, well, there is going to be an amazing web class, right? So it's about business English, guys. And it is the topic is how to be formal and informal, okay? It's about real business English, guys. And, you know, this is such an important skill. You want to be able to read the moment, to read your audience, to know when should you be formal, when should you be informal, and what language is formal and what language is informal. And that's what you're going to be learning there, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. And you know what makes our curriculum, our stuff, different from every other business English course or web class out there in the internet, guys, is that we actually consulted with more than 100 business professionals through our survey. Okay, so we collected their words, not our words, their words, These are the words that they use in the business world, and they will be in this web class, and they'll also be in our course. When we announce it, we'll have a special price on the course, guys, but just come to the webinar. Go to allearsenglish.com/real to sign up and get ready to take action. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. I'm so excited. So, yes. Okay, let's get into it. So when I look at the terms for, you know, what does it mean when Kleenex becomes the same thing as a tissue? Yeah. I found a few words, and there may be slight differences between them, but I'm not a lawyer, and it got all very legal very quickly when I was researching.
I hate when that happens.
I was like, okay, I got this. And then uh-oh. So I'm pretty sure that these are all the same, but if there are any lawyers and you know, let me know. But so we have proprietary eponym, genericized trademark, and generic trademark. So,
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, you know, this is the idea of a brand name that actually becomes, it comes to mean the generic thing. And in my research, I saw other things about it because you said, oh, it's a good thing to happen. But I've also seen that it can almost sometimes, if it's a trademark of a company, then they might lose their trademark.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's not. Maybe I read it wrong. Maybe I'm not a lawyer, but look into it, lawyers. Let me know. It makes sense to me.
So you're saying, so if the general public starts using a word and then it kind of moves into the public domain in a sense. Yeah. And that that's fascinating. Anyways, that is one area that I would be interested in learning, like trademark law. Does that actually happen? Fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. I have to look into that more, but that's kind of like, I saw little buzzings of that. So if we have any lawyers, let me know. Do you know about that? Am I totally wrong? Did I misunderstand something? Am I legal? But it made sense to me. So so it seems kind of like a good thing, but a bad thing as well.
Yeah, but this is going to be great for our listeners, though. Even if you're not lawyers, guys, this is
not what this is about. We're giving you the terms.
Yeah, the terms, right? So that you can really speak like a native speaker, connect with natives, and have that common language. Okay, I love it. So good.
Definitely. So. We are going to go over some today, and we got this idea on episode 1407. We were talking about oxymorons. So listen to that one, and that kind of led us in this direction somehow. I think, Lindsay, you brought it up, and I had been thinking of it too. So listen to episode 1407. And guys, this is very, very common. I mean, there may be different companies that, you know, maybe, I mean, for tissues, I mean, there's probably 1,000 different brands. But one becomes generic and becomes the general word. So, you know, Kleenex, that's always the first one I think of. Some of these I knew, some of these I didn't know. And today we're going to go over some more. So this topic today, guys, it's going to allow you to expand your vocabulary. It will help you learn more about brands versus actual, you know, words. And it's going to give you conversation topics because people, it's kind of fun to talk about these things.
Oh my God, this is great. And as I'm just quickly glancing down at the list, a lot of these I didn't even know were brand names.
Yeah, exactly. So it is a fun conversation topic. So we're going to have fun with this today. And this is something that always, when we get to it, I'll say which one always messes me up because I feel like whenever I've tried to play Scrabble and sometimes I've used one of these and then you look it up and it's not in the Scrabble dictionary.
Okay, so there's a special dictionary for Scrabble.
Yeah, now you know how cool
words.
I am.
I didn't know that. Oh my gosh, you knew that. And you have it.
I mean, it's been a while, so maybe it's possible actually that recently they've added these words. I don't know where Scrabble's going with their official rules. I'll have to look again. Good but yeah, in the past I've run into this situation. Okay. So let's go through them today. And we're going to talk about which of these may be more likely to say and why.
Okay.
So the first one is chapstick.
Okay. Yeah. So, super synonymous with lip balm. Is the actual correct word lip balm, would you say?
Yes. That's what I would say. It's for lip balm. But chapstick, people say chapstick for any kind of chapstick. But it's actually, there's a brand chapstick. Now, I believe that the brand chapstick came out first.
Probably. So, yeah. It's the classic brand, you know, with the darker label and it's kind of pink in color and it has a certain smell, the original chapstick.
Yes.
I know that that's been around probably, I mean, since I was a kid for sure in the 80s, probably earlier than that though. It must be the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. And you can say either of these. So this is a situation where if you say chapstick or lip balm, it doesn't matter. I almost feel like more people say chapstick.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, but if you said lip balm, that's fine too.
Now, the next one, though, you really couldn't say, you really shouldn't say the correct term. You should probably say the brand. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. So what is this one?
Okay. So if you get a scrape or a bruise, more a scrape, or if you're bleeding, you put on a Band-Aid on your arm, right? But you wouldn't say, the correct word is actually bandage or adhesive bandage, but we don't really say it. We say Band-Aid.
I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, do you have an adhesive bandage? Like, so you'd look at me like I had three heads, right? You would say Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's silly. Yeah. Sometimes it's wrong to be correct.
Right. So that's interesting. That's one where, you know, you just go with that word, guys.
Just go with it. Okay. And what about the next one? A little bit of both, wouldn't you say?
Yes. That's what I think. So jacuzzi. So that's actually a brand, jacuzzi.
Interesting. And what's the correct word for it?
Hot tub, or I think some people say whirlpool.
Whirlpool, yeah. And I think whirlpool, though. Oh, no, whirlpool is a brand name
is
for
it also?
Things like...
Dishwashers.
Dishwashers. Yes. That would be different. That'd be a little bit different. And I also feel like the word jacuzzi has an air of the 80s and the 90s a little bit too. Do you think that?
Yeah, I think I might. I'm probably more likely to say hot tub.
Hot tub. Yeah. These days, I would say it's trending more in the direction of hot tub. I would agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. This is shocking to me.
I know, me too. So I did. I looked all around and I picked some of the most unique ones. So escalator.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that was a brand name. That's fantastic. Okay, so then the actual thing that you would never say is moving staircase. That would be ridiculous if you said that.
Right. Oh, there's a moving staircase over there. So that's an example. Say escalator. Just say it. Yeah.
And then I love this next one. Very classic.
Me too. So this is the one that always would get me in Scrabble. Like, I feel like I would try and play this and you get all excited because there are two X's. But then it's like, that's not an actual word. Or is it? I don't know. We'll have to ask Scrabble about their updates.
Right. So what is the brand name, Michelle?
Well, a photocopier.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, the brand name is a Xerox.
Right. So what do we use this for? What do we use this for, by the way?
Oh, well, if you're in the office, this is good for business English. to make a copy.
Yeah, for sure. I always thought a Xerox was also for faxing. Is that true or am I wrong? I don't have...
Oh, you think it's like a double?
I thought so, but I could definitely be wrong.
I'm not sure. Don't know.
Our listeners will have to look it up. They'll have to look it up. But yeah, so photocopying, you put the thing on the thing, you close the lid, and then you click OK, and it makes a copy of whatever you have. Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Exactly. And this last one, when I found this one, I was surprised as well. What is it, Lindsay?
Okay, so Hula Hoop is the brand name, surprisingly. And toy hoop would be a more generic way to say it. Interesting.
But no one says toy hoop.
Right. So I guess it's just the first name of this thing. No one would say toy hoop. You should not say that ever, guys.
No, don't say toy hoop. Yeah.
I bet for our listeners, you know, in your languages, guys, you have the same thing going on. Maybe you have a local product in your country that has taken over. The brand name has just taken over and become synonymous with the thing. So I would like to know examples for our listeners.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if these things fall into the same category, but you think of things like words that have changed in to Google something, right? I feel like people might say Google even if it's not actually Google, although usually it is Google anyway. So
I feel like we could do another episode, a follow-up, Michelle, on when the word becomes a verb.
Like,
Google something. Let's do that
Facebook
another day.
Something.
That sounds great. Okay. I love it.
Awesome. So these are some of them. So again, a lot of legal things, but we can always, I have a link if you want to look and learn more about how this all works.
Yeah. So we'll put that in the blog post.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. We can leave that. But yeah, sometimes a trademark may be at risk for not being a trademark at all due to the situation.
I feel bad. I mean, it's not their fault, right? It's not the brand's fault. They just became so popular. That would be hard if you were the owner of that brand and then you lost your trademark just because everyone started using your brand name. But I guess it's a good thing because in the end, I mean,
I know. I wonder, is it a good thing? It's kind of like, oh, I'll get upset when they stop asking for my autograph. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, that leads me to a question, Michelle. When you shop, do you usually buy the name brand or do you buy the store brand? Because every grocery store usually has its own generic brand. And there are usually a few other generic brands too.
There are some things that I don't. I mean, I think it's a mix. Like for Band-Aid, I think I buy whichever is the cheapest thing. I don't care if it's Band-Aid.
Yeah.
But usually with like something like cereal, like I probably go for Cheerios. You know, I probably am going for that. But so I think it's different for everything. With medicine, you know, if I can get a cheaper generic version of something, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's perfect.
What about you?
It's the same thing. For some reason with food, I don't love, it does depend. Yeah, it was a box cereal. I actually kind of agree with you. For some reason, if I were to buy
there's something very comforting about
the branding is because we've been so bombarded with branding. True. But that's a bonus word for our listeners, a brand name product, right? So I asked you, do you buy the brand name product or do you buy the generic brand? So you guys want to take away those two bonus words today. Okay. Cool.
Definitely. So yeah. Oh my gosh. This is so interesting. So again, this is something that, you know, is important and also can be a good conversation topic, as we were saying. So language changes all the time. And, you know, some of these, maybe they're what we named, maybe they're not even trademarked anymore. I'm not sure, but it's just very interesting and a good thing to discuss. And some of these things you wouldn't discuss, like, because it's too obvious. You wouldn't say, I don't know. You just want to talk about it. It might be like a little bit weird to talk about. But some of the more surprising ones.
The surprising ones like escalator or hula hoop are the ones that I would say. Everyone knows that chapstick is, you know, is actually lip balm, right? Most people do. But hula hoop, I didn't know that. An escalator, I also didn't know.
Right. So you could say something like, hey, did you know that an escalator is really called a moving staircase or something like that?
Right. Or you could say, apparently a hula hoop is just one type of toy hoop, but the term evolved and now it's more generic.
So yeah, these, I love these kinds of topics because it's, it's surprising. It's not something that everybody knows. And yeah, it gets you, it led me to learn something new.
And guys, it comes down to business English, right? How does a brand become so common that it actually becomes generic, right? And I find that fascinating, that idea of branding. It's all about branding yourself as a professional. And that's what we show you how to do in our web class and in our new course. So guys, join that web class. Make sure you not only sign up, but come on time or early to make sure you get in the room. Because like I said in the last episode, in the past year or so, we've been getting more signups for our web classes, but a lot of some people will get turned away if they don't come on time. Okay. So don't be late. Show up, stay the whole time, hang out and learn something new. Fantastic. Michelle, where can they go? Where can they go?
Go to allearsenglish.com/real to get in on that. Don't miss it.
Excellent. Excellent. So what's the takeaway for our listeners today on this good topic?
Guys, this is a fun topic. This is a really fun thing to talk about. You can look online and you can find there are so many more examples of this. It's not only is it fun to talk about, but it's a great way to expand your vocabulary and learn something new. So try them out today and know that they're good discussion topics. And so maybe we'll do a follow-up soon on some other ones because on the list goes on and on.
Yeah, that'd be fascinating. Good topic today, Michelle. And thanks for chatting.
All right. Thanks, you too. Bye, Lindsay.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.